Uploading.
Three, two, one.
Winner! Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Hello.
Welcome to the Backstage Bandit Podcast with just a quick roll call. Should we do a quick roll call?
Yeah. Yep.
Harry's here.
Annalisa's also here.
And Nicole is also
Nicola.
Here.
What a crew.
Now, my girl.
If this is your first time to the podcast, welcome. We recommend you go back and listen from the start.
Because we've got some good chat.
But basically, what happens is that in between shoots, which is what we call a recording, a shoot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Episodes, right?
Episodes, yeah. We're recording, we stop and then we just have a bit of a yarn.
We sure do.
And discuss the topic.
Guys, I wanted to actually talk to you about something.
Okay.
Tell me.
Because I have a friend who's actually 2 years old. He's he's my friend's son.
Yeah.
Super cute. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And he went to the zoo the other day and
nice.
All he could talk about were the giraffes.
Yeah.
But I remember last year we had a series called Masterpiece and I talked about a fact that I'd found out. I was so pumped about it. Mm-hmm. Baby giraffes have a God-given cushion in their bottom.
What?
So I know, that was impressive. You guys said that at the same time. Basically, what happens is because their necks are so long, when they sleep, they put their heads not on like a soft grassy spot.
Yes.
They actually curl their necks around and sleep with their head
what?
On their butt.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That doesn't seem like it's that efficient.
Nah, but I feel like if you had a big long neck,
I don't know. I don't think it's humanly possible. Like,
I don't think if you can't see what Nicole's trying to do, she's trying to now physically rest her head on her bottom.
I think we couldn't.
A shoulder?
Maybe a gymnast could.
Oh.
No, but I
feel like
that
I've seen
sounds,
gymnasts do that.
But people sleep with on their shoulders, right? Like they're just like, if you're in a car.
No, because the pillow goes in between your shoulder and your, just
if you
a
have
quick,
a pillow.
Quick detour.
Yep.
If you're lying down in bed, like do you lie on your back, on your side or on your tummy?
Side for me.
Yeah, you sleep on your side. I sleep on my tummy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Like my tummy. Nah, it's really nice because my tummy's nice and warm and I can cuddle my little hands underneath my you know, like on my tummy and it's a little cuddly.
Wait, you like on your tummy?
Yeah, but my face isn't in the pillow. Like I turn my face, but my tummy is what I'm like.
Sounds like future neck problems.
Do you guys have do you ever get those moments when you wake up in the night and then you're like, your mouth is really dry and your pillow's really wet?
No.
It's
never happened to me, Mary.
Oh, okay,
sweet. Do you think that you've taken all your spit and dribble out into the pillow and you've got none left? Is that what you
maybe,
think happened?
Maybe, I don't know, I just...
Or maybe you're sleep talking?
To who?
To your pillow.
Do you normally sleep talk to people?
Oh my gosh, guys, I have a sleepwalking story.
Tell us.
That is stressful.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been to Rotorua in New Zealand?
Yes.
It's the place that smells like eggs.
Yes, it does.
And
lots
we were there
cool,
as a family,
pools.
And we were staying in this motel, and it was a two-story motel.
Right,
and,
must be nice.
And flash guy. We're staying in this place, and we were all in. We're like, mum and dad were in their room. We were sleeping. I was sleeping on the couch, and my brother and sister were on the floor in the lounge.
and Harry gets the couch.
Harry gets the couch. And so then what happened was it was nighttime.
Yes.
And then all I remember from the story. Is
are you the sleepwalker?
I sleepwalked. Like crazy.
I didn't know you sleepwalked.
So I got up and I can't remember this. So I'll tell you what I can remember and I'll tell you what actually happened. I got up and went into, I remember like vaguely talking to some random people in their hotel room.
No.
Stop it.
No.
And then I remember walking up the stairs and then I remember lying on the couch and seeing my mum come from her room after the door had shut. And she looked around and then she went back into bed. And the next morning, the people who owned the hotel came to her and was like, hey, did your son make it back to the room okay? And she was like, what do you mean? And the person who owned the hotel was like, he sleptwalked into this random person's room.
Wow.
Down two flights of concrete stairs.
No.
Had a full-on conversation with them and then went back to the room by myself.
That's serious stranger danger, Harry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right?
Have you ever done that again?
No.
No.
Ever, never ever.
Well, I don't know.
Just a one off.
I typically am asleep. No one's caught me doing it.
Oh my goodness.
But because you were at the motel.
Yeah.
They like, maybe had cameras.
Apparently I thought the guy was my guitar teacher. That's apparently what I was saying to him. Crazy, right?
I didn't know you could play guitar.
I can.
That's a fun fact.
Four chords, D, and a couple of other chords.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That right. are they are.
You could probably play quite a few songs then, I'd say.
Yeah.
A lot of songs are made from the same chords.
What are like? What are some good guitar songs?
What's that one? Dun, 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 dun,
oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
What else is a good guitar song? If you're happy and you know it, play the guitar.
Is
that's
it?
A good guitar
song. Oh,
is that a guitar
true.
Song?
I actually learned how to play the guitar. I've played a lot of church songs on the guitar.
Yep.
Because a lot of church songs, they're just like so good, you know? Like just good worship songs.
Good old worship
just like,
songs.
High above the skyline, far beyond
the I don't know if I'm good enough at guitar to play that song, but I do love that song.
Good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. That's
so
what you do.
Back to the giraffe.
Yes.
So back to the giraffe.
I have a whole lot of fun facts for giraffes.
So I just,
true story.
I don't know if I've ever been to the zoo and seen a giraffe lying down.
Like
whenever I've seen a giraffe, it's always standing. So I was just, first of all, quite surprised that a giraffe could lie down because their necks are so big. I just thought they just slept standing up.
True. Do giraffes,
they mustn't.
Correct me if I'm wrong, do they have blue tongues?
Yes, they do. And do you know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
No, I have no idea why.
Okay, it's true, true story. The tongues of a giraffe are blue because they stick their tongue out so much to eat, and the blue on it is a natural sunscreen so that their tongues don't get burned by the sun.
Wow.
Because traditionally they're from warm countries, hot countries with hot sun. And so they're like, God created them with blue tongues so that their tongues don't get sunburned.
That's so thoughtful.
I know, God thinks of everything.
Oh, I'm blue, amazing. I'm got my tongue, it is blue in my mouth.
Yeah.
Tongue, tongue, blue, tongue.
Weird
I think
song.
You should write songs.
That's what giraffes sing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to bring this little wee episode to an end, let's talk about what we've learnt today.
Yeah.
We've learnt today that giraffes have a pillow in their bottom.
Yeah,
true. It's true. It's crazy.
In their bottom? On their
bottom? Well, look, their bottom is soft enough when they're baby, when they're little giraffes, that they can put their head on it like a pillow.
Okay.
So we've learnt that giraffes have a pillow bottom.
Yeah.
We have also learnt that I can play guitar.
Yes.
Giraffes have blue tongues as sunscreen, and if you put the colour blue on you, you'll be protected by the sun too.
No, that's not true.
That sounds really good.
Slap, slap, rap.
Blue.
But not on your tongue. Don't.
Not on your tongue, but on your face if you want to be protected by the sun.
SPF.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, just sunblock. Is that maybe that's why the sunblock's bottles are blue?
Must be.
To remind you about the giraffes. Wow.
Summer orange.
We learn something new every day.
We also learned that I sleepwalk. So
this is true.
That's
but a sleepwalked once. Plural.
Sleepwalked.
One time. Anyway, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Make sure you do some stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Have a good day.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.